Part 2. Long Conversations.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, some questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Conversation 1.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question. Today we are going to talk about a big challenge that young people are facing. This is the lack of jobs. This week, the International Labor Organization has said that youth unemployment around the world remains at a crisis level.
Crisis is a strong word.
It is, and it's not used lightly. The report looked at young people between the ages of 15 and 24 and found out that around 75 million of them are out of work.
That's really sad news, but the economy hasn't been helping much.
That's right. The ILO's report paints a gloomy picture of young people losing hope and becoming increasingly detached from the world of work. And the ILO's new report predicts no improvement in 4 or 5 years.
So this means that this crisis really becomes entrenched on the labor market, and that we also see these young people losing their skills.
Yes. The economic crisis is really causing a lot of long-term problems. Young people simply aren't seeing any new job opportunities, and the forecast is not good.
The ILO's report paints a bleak picture of young people losing hope and becoming increasingly nervous for their future.
Some are growing bitter that the years spent in higher education have brought no career. Instead, the ILO says many young graduates are being forced to take part-time unskilled jobs.
The ILO is urging governments to make job creation a priority. They also suggest offering tax breaks to companies who employ young people and programs of work that encourage training and learning. These are sometimes called apprenticeships.
What a good idea!
Questions. 9. What is the conversation talking about? Ten. What is the cause of the problem? Eleven. Which of the following is one of the consequences of the problem? 12. Which of the following is one of the advices the ILO provides to governments for solving the problem?
2.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question.
Can you tell me more about the news of a pioneering scheme to help families in one of the world's poorest countries?
Yes, that country is Nepal, where it is estimated 40% of the population live in poverty. So they have a poor living standards and do not have access to facilities that some of us take for granted.
But how bad do things have to be to live in poverty?
It is a good question. The government in Nepal has launched a new scheme to assess the extent of poverty in the country.
In other words, to find out how bad it really is.
Are they going to find out exactly how many people are living below the poverty line? Or in other words, to work out who the poorest people are?
Yes, and it's a massive undertaking because officials will be going from house to house across the country, gathering data.
it could take some time. And what will they do exactly?
The officials will find out about people's income, their assets, and how much food they have to eat. They're trying to identify those living in extreme poverty. People who go hungry for either 3, 6, or 9 months of each year.
Once this data is collected, what is the government going to do with it?
Those people who fall into this category will later be allocated poverty cards, which give these families subsidies, cheaper food, education, and health care.
Officials expect about a quarter of the population to be issued with them.
People there must be delighted that after years of talking, something is finally being done to tackle poverty in Nepal. Questions. 13. What problem is the Nepal government trying to deal with? Which of the following situations won't the government investigate? Which one of the following help the poor families won't get from the government? 16. What can you infer from the last sentence?